Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Master, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. He is risen. He has risen indeed. I'm assuming you said that back to me. It sounded very nice. I'm doing something kind of interesting for today's devotional. I'm just grabbing a day seven of another plan because I don't know why the last plan actually didn't carry over into Easter Sunday. Not sure why. Anyways, so this is day seven of Jesus, our banner of victory devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to read the Devo. The scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 and 55. And it says this, "Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" The title is Victory Over Death. When Jesus died for our sins and purchased our forgiveness, he saved us from an eternity of separation from God. He replaced the hopelessness of death with a living hope and an everlasting future in the presence of the Lord. And when he rose from the grave, Jesus displayed his ultimate victory over death, proving that its power is nothing in comparison to his. In Revelation 1, verse 18, he declared, "I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." While death is a difficult reality for us in this life, as we experience the pain of losing those close to us and eventually have to grapple with our own earthly mortality, we can now be anchored by the truth that Jesus holds the keys of death and he made a way for us to walk through a different door into eternal life. Death on earth is not the end of the story. There is so much hope to come. Jesus promised in John 11, verse 25, "The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." Because Jesus has saved us from the permanence of death, we don't have to live our lives in fear. We are free to live bold, abundant lives, knowing no matter what comes here on earth, we will live forever in God's presence and in the community of his family. Even when we grieve for the loved ones, we grieve with hope, knowing that if they put their faith in Jesus, we will be reunited and experience God's glory together. On this Easter Sunday, let the implications of Jesus' triumph over death sink into your heart and shift your perspective from the fragility of this life to our eternal security in heaven. Death truly has no sting. Celebrate his victory. Be filled with gratitude and grow in your conviction that everyone on earth needs to have the hope of heaven that you have. That was his heart in dying for the sins of all mankind, that not a single one of us would spend eternity away from him. There's no better way to express your gratitude for what he's done for you than to tell the world about his love for them. This is how we make the most out of this life. So go out there and live life to the fullest because he lives. And I saw this post either on Instagram or TikTok the other day, and it was this like really well-known celebrity talking about how they wish that all of us, kind of normal people like you and me, got to experience all the accolades and all the wealth and all the things and all the vacations and all the foods and all the relationships. That way you and I could know that it doesn't satisfy us. And I think I'm guilty of that, kind of living for the future, kind of waiting for, okay, once I have this or once I do that or once I get here, then I will be content. My heart will be fulfilled. And that's just not the case. You see it. I mean, literally just ask people who are in the life stage that you're looking to get to, or they have the thing that you want, or they're in the relationship that you desire. These people are still empty people unless they have the Lord. And so I think the reason I wanted to talk about that just briefly was to remind our hearts. And I think we need to do this daily. I think we need to do it hourly, minutely sometimes, that no. Don't fall into the temptation that we need to absorb more, we need to accumulate more, we need to experience more when we've already been given more than we can handle through Christ. We've been given full contentment, full peace, full hope, full everything in him. And we have that. That was a gift that we couldn't earn on our own. And you all know this. I know this. But let's remind our hearts of that, because it's easy for us to forget. We see in scripture several times where the disciples were walking with Jesus and they forgot about his power. And we also can forget about his power and what he means to us. And I think that whenever we do forget what he means to us and what he's done for us, it'll change the trajectory of how we're living. It'll change the way we pursue things. It'll make us live with a how can I get versus how can I give mentality. And I know that whenever we are operating from overflow, we overflowing with joy, overflowing with peace, with gentleness, with goodness, with faithfulness, with all the fruit of the Spirit, we want to give that to people. We see people in hardship. Hey, how can I help you? How can I pray for you? Can, you know, would it help you if I opened up this door for you? Whatever that may be, I don't know. Versus when we feel a lack in our heart because we're not fully receiving the contentment and fullness that Jesus offers us daily, that he purchased one time for all, then we're not going to have eyes to see all the ways that we can bless others, but rather we're going to look at other situations as if how can they be a blessing for us because we're not feeling fulfilled. Yeah, I'm going to pray son out. Oh, Lord, thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you for what you mean to us, Lord. Please help us to remember you. Please help us to not belittle the sacrifices that you made for us, Lord. Please help us to esteem the world above you, Lord. Please help us to have you and you alone seated on the throne of our hearts, Lord. I pray that you'll convict us of anything that's sitting on the throne of our hearts that's not you, and help us to remove that and help us to keep it removed, God. So that way you and you alone will sit on the throne and you alone are Lord and you alone are King. Lord, thank you for rising. Thank you for securing eternal life for us forever, that we have hope for eternity and we don't have the pressure and the desperation to maximize our earthly experience, knowing that we get to enjoy your glory forever. In your son's name we pray, amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing into the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao, ciao.